Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Breathe. I'm dying.
Wait, I'm Tony.
I'm a tad under the weather.
You said that wrong.
I'm a tad under the weather, so I thought we'd call this I Can't Breathe since I'm going to sound like I'm talking with my nose clamped.
That's okay. I'm just going to let you just take it.
Yeah, my nose is basically for show now. It's not really doing anything. That's nice.
It spits blood.
It does spit blood. That's pretty cool, I guess.
You could join the fucking circus.
Yeah, or be on like fucking Evil Dead production.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, watch my nose spit blood. They're like, yep. Ew, get off the stage. I'm like, all right, well, you know. No news this week. Before I do a little news, we did see the... tiny teaser of a trailer for the Daredevil season 2.
0.2 seconds.
Which was really lame because I was like, oh, sweet, they have a fucking trailer up. It's probably awesome. And then it was the whole first season and all of it's like brilliant, amazing, gruesome, brutal. And then like the last 3 seconds was Elektra putting on her mask and you seeing Punisher walk through the hospital and then hold up the skull that presumably will be on his shirt. Now, did you also hear him say, beg?
Yeah,
that was fucking rad.
That was cool. It was really very fleeting.
Yeah,
very fleeting.
I really dig the casting for it. I'm stoked for it. That was a fantastic season of a show. If you haven't seen Daredevil, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you doing with your life? Living?
Yeah, listen to this and then go on to Netflix. It's on there. It's a quick watch too. I think it's like what, 8 episodes?
Yeah, 8
hour long each, and it'll just fucking grip you by the balls and take you in. Okay. You don't have anything else for news, right?
Nope, not really.
All right, cool. I apologize for all the sniffling, hacking, and all of every other horrible sound you'll hear on this unlistenable show. We're going to do Genre 5 Classic Monsters. I'll go first. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah, I put Frankenstein / not fucking I, Frankenstein.
I, Frankenstein. Yeah, that was a rough watch. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Ah, man. I mean,
Aaron Eckhart is a good actor. Yeah. I know this because I've seen him act.
He was from Thank You for Smoking, correct?
And he was Harvey Dent.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you think everyone knows that. They might not.
Thank You for Smoking is fantastic. And I'd rather pimp that movie than fucking Dark Knight, which everyone and their mom's seen.
Hey, I'm just trying to get it out there for the people that have never heard of it ever.
True, yeah. I guess, was it like an independent film, Thank You for Smoking? I, Frankenstein? No.
Oh, Thank You for Smoking. Yeah, it was a smaller kind of like...
Okay, smaller production. I don't think it was independent.
Solid,
though.
Like, maybe drama budget film, yeah.
I love that fucking flick. But yeah, he is a fantastic actor, and they just douched him right up in that film.
Oh man, was it ever a big, hot fucking... Let's spin a classic turd.
Yeah, well, it's also kind of like in that same vein of like, hey, let's reinvent the wheel that like they've been doing like with the reboots. Let's make them all badass because like Frankenstein was like, you know, actually had a brain, wasn't like, I'm a monster.
Yeah,
but Mary Shelley's kind of was like that as well. Robert De Niro was the monster. Yeah. That's what they called him, right? The monster, because he's not Frankenstein. Frankenstein's the creator, Victor Frankenstein. People just called him
Frankenstein.
Yeah, exactly. People just shortened it, took off the monster. But yeah, so you had Frankenstein. Which one?
I would say, like, the classic 40s and 50s.
I never saw it, so I didn't...
Yeah.
Did you watch him?
There were different incarnations of him.
Well, yeah, they had, like, Young Frankenstein, Frankenstein's Bride.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein was a comedy, wasn't it? With the dude from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah. Damn it, I forget his name. Gene Wilder.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, that one was comical. But just, like, that classic
it's
fucking...
It's alive! It's alive!
Because there's a... there's a magazine called Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And they show like the old one.
Was it like Universal's Monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean like
back when those classic monsters were
Abbott and Costello meant the monsters.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. Alright, so I guess we both did one right there. The Mummy with Brendan Fraser.
Oh, you picked the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Well, I haven't seen the original one because I don't watch old shitty movies. Yeah, no, but that movie fucking rocked anyways. I think you gave it a pretty decent test of
Tony. Well, yeah, because, like, it was great CG, but shit acting. But the mummies did look cool in CG.
Yeah, and I guess I'm looking at it from, you know, a younger Paul. Well, even the older Paul still likes it.
I put, for my second, Godzilla.
Yeah, all right, right on. Which one?
Bryan Cranston? Well, I love the Bryan Cranston one. I
hated Bryan Cranston in it.
care for the Matthew Broderick one. And seriously, like Godzilla versus Mothra, the old fucking 60s and 70s Japanese ones are still awesomely hilarious.
They're hilarious. Almost unwatchable, though.
Almost unwatchable, because any bit of dialogue, awful. You're just waiting to see people in suits destroy cardboard buildings.
A buddy of mine had...
And it looked awesome.
A buddy... Actually, I think Crackle has, like, a lot of them right now. I think they have, like, yeah. Mega Godzilla versus Godzilla, like, Mothra.
Robo Godzilla, yeah.
Well, I think that's Mega Godzilla, right?
Mecha Godzilla.
Mecha? Okay, right on. But he had all those tapes. And he had the old Green Hornets and shit like that. Yeah. And Dick Tracy's. Like, we used to watch all that shit.
Was that Brandon Lee?
What?
In the old Green Hornet?
I have no idea. Hold on. Wait, Brandon Lee, like the crow? Brandon Lee? No, I think the...
Bruce Lee. Someone...
Yeah. He used to play Kato?
Yeah, Kato.
Yeah, hang on. I'll make sure we're right on that, but I'm pretty sure you're right. I remember it being like in a green tint.
The whole show?
Yeah, like it was like black and white. It almost looked like a Game Boy.
Probably. They were probably like, this is going to be great. Like...
But I think it was like a syndication. Like it was on show. Hold on. I'm getting all the fucking 2011. Mm-hmm. The Green Hornet TV series. There we go. Let's see. 1966 to 67. Yeah, because Batman met him. They had a Green Hornet Adam West Batman crossover.
Yeah.
And actually, Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith just wrote like the sequel to that. It's pretty rad. They do a Comic-Con theater, so you can listen to them do voices on a podcast and read through the book. It's pretty neat.
Is it going to go anywhere?
They had Alex Ross, I think that's his name. He's like a really fantastic, he did a Kingdom Come. It's a comic book, like it's all like the old superheroes and stuff like that, but he did all the artwork for their covers. I can't remember who did the artwork for the book, but yeah, it looks incredible. They drew him like Burt Ward and Adam West and all of those old villains.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that they had license to, because I think like Fox owns part of it and DC owns part of it. Like they can't like cross over.
I love that. It's so fun.
But, let's see, directed starring, yeah, Bruce Lee as Kato, yeah, you were totally right. And actually, it might have been in color, because Batman was in color at that time as well. Alright, so, you did Godzilla, yeah, I really dug the new one, and the old ones were a blast. Like, I grew up on those as a kid, and those were the things that made me love Power Rangers, because I was like, dude, these fucking Zords are just like that, but it's in color, and it looks a little better.
Yeah, it's a little more awesome.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, I put, Bram Stoker's as well.
Mm-hmm.
But any incarnation of Dracula. No, I mean, Anne Rice writes a good Dracula.
Yeah.
Not that movie.
Right.
But the way she writes Dracula is cool in that Bram Stoker sort of romantic, like...
Well, Bram Stoker also
misunderstood, vile guy.
Visually, though, was incredible. Like, that movie looks so fucking cool.
Oh, I mean, Nosferatu as well.
Nosferatu's so fucking boring.
Oh, it is, but I mean, that vampire looks amazing.
I'm going to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections real quick. Me and Elena were watching American Horror Story last night.
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga and her fucking boyfriend, they're like vampirical people type thing. I'm not really sure what they are. They haven't really explained it, and I'm pretty sure they won't, because that's how American Story's been for the past four seasons. They're like, oh, isn't this fucked up? And then they just don't give you backstory. They go to a little like outdoor showing of Nosferatu.
Oh, okay.
You see him coming up out of the coffin and shit like that. It's pretty neat. My next one is The Fly.
The Fly.
The Fly, yeah.
The Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a good monster flick.
I thought there was a Boris Karloff version of The Fly, too.
I'll look it up.
Like an older version of The Fly, but...
Probably.
But no, I absolutely love The Fly. And is it called The Fly Returns or The Fly 2?
Oh, when it's his son, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1958, The Fly, IMDb. And then 86 was the Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who'd you say it was?
I thought it was Boris Karloff.
Oh, he looks awful. did he direct or star? Or
what? He would just be starring in it.
I see David Hedinson, Patricia Owens, Vincent Price.
Okay. That's, I messed those two up.
Yeah, he's a big gun. Well, back in those days, wasn't he the fucking creator of Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, he talks to him. Yeah.
Ooh, now let me read you a book. He had that weird fucking like how he talked.
I love how he speaks. Yeah. Vincent Price's voice is heavenly.
Yeah. Okay, so I had The Fly. What did you have?
I because Famous Monsters. Do I fuck up genre five every time? I put Aliens.
No, I mean, like, I saw Alien on a list of monster movies.
Yeah, I just put aliens, and I was like, well, I can name a lot of alien movies, both classic and new, that I love the incarnation of the monstrous alien.
And actually,
like,
not
2001 Space Odyssey, fucking...
Close the pod bay doors, Hal.
Let me in, Hal.
No.
I need to watch that.
Whatchamacallit, fucking A. Day the Earth Stood Still.
What was his name, Bork, or...
Gort.
Yeah. The
Gorton
big metal,
Klaatu.
The big metal dude that comes out of the ship. That like iconic scene of like the platform.
Yeah,
that was used in Mars Attacks when they land. Yep. Them coming out of that and shit. Even ET. There's a ton of like.
You think about
that
aliens
shot.
In general though, they're awesome and they're every way. There's so many incarnations of them and
yeah. My well,
some
my
are
last
scary.
Thing,
some are beautiful.
My last one is The Thing. So that's kind of like an alien.
That's cool. Yeah,
but a lot of transformations and shit like that. God, The Thing fucked me up as a kid, and I love that movie still. The remake, I honestly didn't think. Well, the prequel rather. I don't think it's that bad. And what's funny is I hear that if you...
I love the new thing.
If you know how to speak Russian, it ruins the thing, the original, because that dude's yelling Russian, like, don't go there, they're fucking, like... He's actually speaking Russian. Yeah. I thought that was really funny. But yeah, because it ends with him, they're chasing the dog with,
with the
helicopter.
Gun,
yeah.
My last one is Ghosts.
Patrick Swayze?
No, just Ghosts, like, in modern cinema. Like, as monsters, like...
Well, give me a movie.
Ghost!
Yeah. Ghost! And the Scooby-Doo. No, but...
Well, for one, our Tessa Tony, Stir of Echoes.
Yep, okay.
Even, like...
Patrick Swayze's Ghost.
Good and bad. Ghostbusters scared me when I was really young.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of scary, because all that shit was happening in the city, and I'm like...
Number two actually scared me more than
I think. The fucking fridge coming alive and becoming a portal and...
And her
rapey demons and chairs.
Yeah, the rapey demons sucked. But the
Exorcist. I mean, you can think of demons as ghosts.
Yeah,
kind of in that light.
Yeah. I had one. What do we call that? Like worth mentioning.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Thank you. Wolf with Jack Nicholson.
Wolfman.
Yeah. Well, also just purely Jack Nicholson.
Just purely Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. That wolf.
I haven't seen the Benicio del Toro one. The Wolfman from like. 2007.
Oh, with fucking oh god, it's Odin's in it. Why, Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah,
there we go.
Wow,
that's the role I went to.
I've not seen that.
Not Hannibal.
One.
I'm like Odin. No. You know, you the one eye.
The guy that has like maybe 12 lines of dialogue in it.
Yeah. Okay. So good.
You know, the guy from the movie The Edge with Alec Baldwin. Yeah, that role.
Hearts of Atlantis. Anybody? I was really pulling. Even though he's a pretty big star in that. Hearts of Atlantis is cool as fuck. But
yeah,
I remember
The Edge is awesome too, by the way, guys.
Bobby read the book for Hearts of Atlantis and said the book was way better because I think they concentrate more on like an alien abduction or some shit like that. I can't remember.
That's cool.
Yeah, instead of more of all about the chess. I'm all about that chess. Weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched American Ghost Hunter. It's this thing on Hulu. It's like a documentary that this dude goes around, was like haunted his whole life and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I was almost watched The Nightmare.
I heard that was really good. Eric told us about that.
Yeah, I almost watched it, and then I was like, I'm real tired. I don't know if this is a good idea. He said it was horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, when he was explaining, I'm like, that doesn't sound that bad, but maybe it is. Maybe it's all context when you watch it, but American Ghost Hunter, this dude basically just, like, tries to... Like, from his childhood, like, he's had these, like, paranormal experiences, and he's trying to figure them out as an adult now. But there's, like, a lot of, like, really, like, shitty new metal in the whole thing. He's wearing, like, real big pants and stuff. And then he finds God at the end. Spoilers. You don't need to watch it anyways. And he's, like, walking up towards a cross, at the end of it. It's fucking...
Let's throw that one in the fire and burn it.
He's got, like, he's got, like, a quote-unquote production company. And
so
like,
you feel like it was a waste of your time, is what you're trying to tell our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. It's on Hulu if you want to waste your time.
Okay.
I'd point him in the direction. I mean, dude, like good for him trying to make this movie. There's parts of it that are, like, pretty decent.
Yeah.
But it seems so just, like, fucking, like, no, we got a good story, guys. Let's do this. Like, like you and your friends and shit. And they actually have, like, decent equipment and stuff. I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of new metal.
Okay.
And, like, a lot of, like, real, like... Like, you know, like, in the new metal album, when they hit the sad song, when they start singing real clear instead of the raspy shit? Like, it has a lot of those guitar lines in it, and it's just a bummer.
Jesus. Well, you've convinced me never to look it up ever.
Yeah, American Ghost Hunter. Stay away from that. Go ahead.
My first one is actually a classic. I think it's 1960s. It's called Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas.
Really?
Fan-fucking-tastic, dude.
Not the comedian.
Not at all in any way, shape, or form whatsoever.
Okay.
All about an adventurer named Sinbad who all the fucking classic things like a fucking dragon, a fucking cyclops, like there's wizards and magicians and dude, he's on this voyage with his men and I think there's other Sinbad movies.
I'll look it up.
Maybe I'm thinking Jason and the Argonauts, where he fights like skull armies, like skeleton armies. But in Sinbad fights a skull.
Let's see, we got a skeleton guy too. It's weird. I got 1977 Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger.
That's one of them.
And then 2003 Legend of the Seven Seas.
That's where they kind of tried to remake this one.
2011.
Jesus.
Sinbad and the Minotaur.
Okay. Those are probably hot turds. This one that I watched was very old, and it was the original Sinbad Legend of the Seven Seas.
Sinbad, there was a TV series in 2012. Wow. The Adventures of Sinbad, that was a 1996 TV series. The Sinbad Show, oh, that's the comedian. The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, that's the one you're talking about? Excuse me.
I thought it was Legend of the Seven Seas that I saw.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess... I don't know. I'm not seeing it on IMDb, but I believe you.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's what I saw, because I didn't know
that
the
one was
movie.
From 1958. You know what year it was from? 1977, you said?
I'm not sure. I mean, my dad was just a huge fan of it.
Oh, okay. So it was probably from, like, the 70s, then, I would imagine. Or maybe 60s?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here we go. Legend of the Seven Seas.
Wow.
Not 89.
This one has, like, a lot of boobs on it.
Like right.
Poorly drawn boobs. But it's got a 7.8, 1971. An old man is recollecting all the women he met in his youth. An old woman wants them to commit suicide together, but changes her mind. The little town has a doctor whose wife cannot forget. Hold on, I need to expand it. Who cannot forget the old man, and the waiter who serves him his dinner doesn't know that Sinbad will soon court her. Wow, that sounds like a fucked movie.
Damn.
That's like Coke Dream movie, like someone's pitching an idea where they're
all
fucking blown out.
Yeah, that sounds very weird. There's this animated one that Brad Pitt does with one of the voices in, and it's from, like, 2003.
Oh, I don't know.
It probably is The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, and I just wrote it wrong. Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is, sorry.
You're fine.
I apologize, listeners, but yeah, The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad is the one that I saw.
1958, then, damn.
Fantastic. Dude, there's, like,
does it look
huge...
like Clash of the Titans, kind of, like, the original?
Yes,
cool.
Extremely fucking cheesy.
Yeah. That owl was rad.
But fantastic. Like, you know, the classic Cyclops.
Oh, fuck yeah. And it looks all, like, claymation.
Yeah. They take a bird egg because, like, the shell of the egg.
Honestly, I might have seen this, because, like, we used to watch this shit all the time.
Yeah, he fights, like, a skeleton fucking soldier in a castle and shit.
And I might have just thought it was something else that,
now,
like...
Now, Jason and the Argonauts is very reminiscent, because he fights big monsters... And he fights
Jason,
like a
the Argonauts, 1963. Okay, right on. Yeah, that looks like all. They're like pretty much making the Odyssey.
It's great. There's all these Homer references in it, but it's Sinbad or Jason. And
I got you.
They're just good movies. Like I was watching it with my dad, and he's like, "You don't have to watch this, bud." Like I was like, "It's awesome."
Turn away.
It's kind of sweet. Like there's big fucking birds attacking them because they ate the birds.
Was it like, actual birds too that they just like?
No, it was like a claymation giant, like, vulture.
Because I remember in the original Clash of the Titans, they had actual scorpions, I think, right?
Oh, just coming in.
Yeah, they shot
screen.
Those on, like, a blue or a green screen, cut them out, and then, like, had them fake fighting them and shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, how do they do that? That's so sick.
Look at those giant lizard dinosaurs.
I saw, there was a lizard, too. But it was, like, an iguana.
Yeah.
American Psycho, I rewatched that because you told me to, and yeah, that movie holds
up
well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, super fucking fun. Jupiter Ascending, I also watched. I just wanted to hit American Psycho real quick, but Jupiter Ascending I saw for the first time, and...
You loved it.
Honestly, like, it wasn't that bad, like, the storyline,
what
I was...
What about,
like,
the wolf dog man?
Channing Tatum?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't mind him. It was more so, what's her name?
Mila?
Yeah, I didn't find her at all good.
Wow.
I thought her acting was very below par, and I don't know, like most of her shit was really cliche. So basically what happens is she's a reincarnation of the fucking, like, this...
Queen?
Yeah, queen of, like, all of the universes that own certain planets, and then when she, like, when the queen died, it went to her children. There's three of them. There's a girl and two boys, and they get her inheritance of all these planets, Earth being one of them.
Yeah.
And so, like, they find her and they want to take her back and basically murder her again because now she gets the inheritance that they all wanted.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, the Wachowskis, you know, humans are batteries and shit. In this case, like, humans are fucking, like, this...
liquid.
Well, they take 100 humans and put them into this vial, basically, and take all their genes. And then they, like, put that in a bathtub, and then they go in, and then they become youthful again. Like,
so
she said that,
immortal,
like...
yeah.
Yeah, basically. Like, they said that their mother was on, like, her 95th century or some shit like that. So 9,500 years old? I don't know. I can't do math right now.
Century's 100.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, so I don't know. Like, there's a time when she gets captured and she's going to these, like, planets, and she's like, "What the fuck is all this? Like, I don't get it at all." And then she hops off a spaceship and starts quoting, like, "Well, line AB/section C states that if you kidnap someone without them wanting to and their royalty," I was like, "How the fuck did she know this?" It seemed really rushed at times. Gorgeous movie to look at. You called it a techno pile of shit, I believe.
It's just because it's a real daunting task for your eyeballs.
I don't know.
You were looking at it on a 60-inch projector wall size monster big dick screen.
Not a projector. It's a
TV. It's the size of a projector.
But yeah, it's a TV.
It's as tall as me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's as tall as me. Yeah, 60 inches is like 5 feet, right? Yeah.
12, 24, 30, 40, 60. Yeah.
Okay. Good math right there.
I can math out loud if I want.
But yeah, so it was a little bit easier for me to take in. But yeah, I did enjoy it. Like, I mean, like, I thought it was cool, like, the whole them taking humans, making them younger and stuff like that. But it was just very stocky at times.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll call it.
Yeah,
stocky.
I mean, it was pretentious to itself.
Wachowskis, I mean, I'll watch anything they do. Cloud Atlas was fantastic.
They could have eased up on the visuals and focused on the story, and I'd have probably been enamored by that film.
See, it's weird. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, man, I really just dig that they're making this world. Like, I like when they can do that type of shit. I like when they fucking, like, take you to a place that you'll never fucking see ever.
Oh.
Like Star Wars. Like, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's what I'm going to bring up for my next...
Ah, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, dude.
Yeah, we both watched. Well, you watched this like 9 times. I've seen it once. fantastic. Go ahead.
I'm corny, dude.
Wax it, motherfucker.
I'm gonna be fucking honest. I'm corny for liking it because it is geared towards 10 to 20 year olds, probably.
I mean, it spoke to me. I didn't get the whole, like,
why it
was so sad.
I think my dad would enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that this can span across because, like, what's cool is that they give you, like, the 1960s, right?
Yeah, 64.
Off, yeah, yeah, okay, it starts off in this... Yeah, you know. You got the shit painted on the back of your brain.
Shut up.
So it starts off in the 1960s, and them actually going to Tomorrowland at the World's Fair and shit like that. And they have this really cool spin on it and shit, and, like, I just didn't get why... I heard this movie was very emotional, and I did not get that from it.
No, I was never really emotionally charged by the film. I was more just enthralled by the ideas of the film.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, the ideas it conjured, the hope for creativity and, like, futuristic awesomeness. Not like I was like, no, someone might die.
Yeah, well, no, I heard that it invoked more like a, like, kind of like a, like, oh my God, like, I miss my dad, like, type thing. Because, like, George Clooney was supposed to play a very fatherly role in it and stuff
like
that.
Which he didn't. He just kind of played a fucking recluse.
Yeah, kind of like a dick. Yeah, kind of. He was like
a grouchy recluse.
Yeah, he was like Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, they didn't get what he kind of wanted.
Yeah.
Well, he also got... Yeah, there's a lot of things in it that are, like, a bummer.
Yeah.
But never where I was like... I think I was more emotionally connected to, like, losing people in, like, the movie Aliens.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I watch, like, E.T. when he's, like, running, like, you know, when they're pulling E.T. away from him, he's screaming, like, that's my best friend, like,
that's
fucking...
one of the most emotional scenes in a film.
But that's what I'm saying, like, that kind of shit, like, rips me apart, like, not like this stuff.
I was a little more bummed when I watched Genesis, and he was like, take care of my Sarah.
Oh, yeah, well, that was fucking weak.
You never cry.
Jupiter, yeah, I do. I cried a decent amount. Jupiter Ascending, though, I highly recommend. Tomorrowland, we both recommend.
Yeah.
You would not recommend Jupiter Ascending, correct?
No. Okay. And that's just, you know, tomato, apple, you know?
We'll see.
Apples and oranges. Oranges and pears.
To me, it almost reminded me of fucking, like, Dune.
Bull...
No, like the family rival and shit like that, like that all, like it's all like within the family, but that's affecting an entire universe.
I think if they were
but do you understand?
Serious about the universe that they created, they would have tried to make a trilogy out of it.
But do you understand? I guarantee this
I see how you see that, because there's different factions that are part of the same family instead of Harkonnen and fucking... Like, they're not separated the
right.
way that
well,
Dune families
are. Well, that's basically like
are.
Fucking like Romeo and Juliet then.
Yeah.
Like, in that route. Like, it's two separate families that hate each other. This is
in
like...
In this one, it's one family that have different...
But like
claims,
yeah, sister, yeah, exactly. But to me, like this was the first installment in a trilogy, but it did fucking poor. Actually, I'm gonna look
it
up
did
the
do poorly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it was a hot piece
well,
of shit.
Tomorrowland was budget of 190 million and grossed 210 million, but DVD sales just started, so that can increase. But that's tragic when you hit your budget on the dot. Like,
no, worldwide was 208.
What?
For Tomorrowland.
I said 210, didn't I?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but it was 190, so they fucking went
that's
up 20.
That's barely anything.
But still, they made their money back and a little bit
that's
more.
That's one of those things that they're going to scrap from
yeah,
now
but
on.
Like John Carter, like John Carter, it wasn't even John Carter of Mars. John Carter, like that, like did like 200 million less than its budget.
Jesus.
It did like 50 million or
something. Well,
that's
your firing. That's your firing hundreds of people after that production.
Yeah, or they're committing suicide. Also, domestic total gross was 93. That's probably what really killed them. Because
yeah.
it actually did way better. Well, not way better, but it did 115. Hold on. So, what was that? Jupiter ascending. Jupiter.
Jupiter ascending.
Yeah, I know. It's probably how I sound, honestly.
No, I just.
176 million. And it made 183 worldwide.
So,
domestic, though, it was 47. So
no one
yeah.
lost their jobs on that production, but nobody's
probably.
Like heralding it as like the new trilogy for them.
Yeah.
They're not going, dude, we had a fucking blockbuster with this.
Now, but do you think that they, like, when they made the first Matrix, do you think that they were like, we're going to make a trilogy if it does well? I think that was
they
a standalone.
Well,
you know way more than this.
The brothers had wrote
siblings.
The content.
Siblings.
Back then.
Okay.
Let's. When they were writing The Matrix, they had the content written for three movies. Like, it was a full story they had sort of
so
kinda detailed.
Like, kind of like how...
And they created The Matrix, and they were like, well, this is this start of this guy's journey.
Yeah.
It blew the fuck up. And they were like, well, we have the rest for you guys. The rest just turned into hot piles of
poopy.
Turd shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking...
But The Matrix, they literally
Zion.
Put every bit of themselves into... Keanu Reeves gave like 80% of his fucking cut to the fucking visual team to help pay their fucking salaries because they were the movie.
Yeah, because he was trying to triumph the movie too, because they probably
yes.
couldn't get funding after the site.
Because he believes in things he does, and he's a fucking really awesome humanitarian and cool dude.
Yeah, he does seem like a really rad guy. All right, so the first one cost $63 million. Lifetime gross, $463 million. Matrix Reloaded was the second one, right?
Yeah.
Reloaded, and that one was really cool for the first like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Matrix Reloaded was 150 million budget, domestic gross alone 281, worldwide 742. Holy fuck. Matrix, what was the last one?
Revelations or Revolutions?
Revolutions, I think. Revolutions.
Revol.
150 million again. 139 domestic, worldwide 427.
It was a solid fucking trilogy that yeah. made money every time. But
what was the cartoon one?
The Animatrix.
Animatrix, thank you. Animatrix. I want to see if that's well. They never did a box office, probably.
No.
Okay.
They're probably like little screenings and shit.
Yeah, but I think that was like more straight to DVD.
It's all DVD sales for that.
Did you know there was Mean Girls 2 straight to DVD?
Nope.
I was looking up if they were doing a sequel to Mean Girls because I heard that they were because they came around like the 10-year mark last year or some shit and they were going to call it The Reunion and they made like a fake trailer or some shit.
Yeah.
And Tina Fey was like, it would have been, she was like, I remember when they approached me and I was like, no, we can't. This needs to stand on its own. She's like, and I should have totally done it, but instead of that piece of shit straight to DVD one, because you know they went to her and they're like, hey, let's do this again, and she was like, no, they're like, well, we own the fucking movie, so we'll just go to somewhere else, don't worry, no one can hear that. So no one knows what I'm talking about. I just got a fucking email, you can't hear it in the recording, I found
robots
out
robots are in my ears.
So Most Bills Paid on a Podcast made no sense last week.
Oh great.
Yeah.
That was silent.
Yeah exactly, because it's only in
and
our
I'm like, wow, what's that noise, Paul?
Yeah, the Pro Tools only picks up fucking what we're doing, not what my computer does, oddly enough. Anyway, so Mean Girls. Oh yeah, so
yeah,
they
continue.
Approached Tina Fey. She was like, no. And then they were like, well, what about now? And she's like, no. That ship has fucking sailed. And then like everyone, like who's the redheaded girl?
Lindsay
Lohan, yeah. She was like, oh, I would love to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I bet she fucking
throw
would.
Throw me a fucking bone, dude. Times are hard in low Lindsay land.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay needs a buck or two.
Yeah, she's like, got to get that fucking coke fix. Okay, Tomorrowland, highly fucking recommend it.
Yep.
American Horror Story, I watched the first episode.
Yeah. Of, I don't know what
hotel.
Season. Okay, Hotel.
Five.
Okay.
It's the fifth season. Did you watch Freak Show?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't watch American Horror Story.
So wait, have you seen any of it?
I saw the first season.
First season's so good.
That's all I needed.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't watch Asylum.
Mm-mm.
Asylum's pretty decent, dude. Asylum's good.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, Asylum has some parts in it that's fucked.
Yeah.
Just
didn't get around to it. I was doing a lot of other stuff that year.
I have Hulu. You're more than welcome to fucking hop on there. They have every single season.
Hulu Plus.
Yeah, I got the plus. Now they're starting to be like, hey, watch this 4-minute ad at the beginning of it. No commercials.
Well,
I'm
that's
like,
good. It'd be
yeah.
really decent if they became, you know, Netflix for crying out
no,
loud.
No, I'd rather them just be like, feed me an ad. I don't care, but do it right at the beginning. Give me 10 minutes of ads and I'll fucking fuck off, go pee, go fill up my water bottle, come back, watch the other 5 minutes of yeah. it, and then I'll get into my show because... Jesus, motherfucking Christ. I watched 3 episodes of Gotham on that bitch last night.
Yeah.
Every fucking 3 seconds, it felt like I was watching 3 commercials. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. This is why I don't own cable.
Yeah.
Even
I don't need it. I can't. I got no time for that.
This fucked me up, too. I was about to watch American Horror Story with me and Lane, and I went to watch it on Hulu, which it has all 4 seasons. Doesn't have the 5th season on there because it's airing right now.
Yeah.
I had to download the FX app, which is fine because I have the password for the cable and shit yeah. like that. And I download that. That motherfucker has commercials too.
Son of a bitch.
It's like, why? Why are you
doing
this?
I don't know
this?
Why no one's following the Netflix model, because Netflix is blowing these other ones out of the water.
Well, no, but Hulu is, I've heard a lot of shit that they're going to go no commercials for like either more of a premium, because you pay for Hulu right
yeah,
now. Hulu
that's
Plus.
What I'm saying. It is a paid service.
But you also get day after new shows.
Yeah.
You don't get that with Netflix, you know? And Hulu actually is stepping up their fucking movie game, too. There's a lot of decent movies on there now. And those don't have commercials, I believe. Maybe at the beginning. That's about it. Anyways, American Horror Story, Hotel. It was decent.
It
wasn't amazing.
Get to it.
Lady Gaga's in it.
Could care less. It's not,
yeah,
not an actor.
She's not bad, though.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised, because I was like, this is going to be dog shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, rah, 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 rah. I'm going to suck your blah, blah, down. Like, I thought that's how it was going to be. Wasn't. She had some decent parts. She looks fucking weird. I've never really seen her before.
Uh-huh.
So this was like the first time that I've actually like been like, oh, that's Lady Gaga. She's insanely famous. But yeah, like yeah. they're bouncing a lot. They're spinning a lot of plates right now. I don't know how it's going to turn out, because like I said, in the past like 3 seasons of American Horror Story, they'll just be like, isn't that fucked up? And I'm like, yeah, but why is it fucked up? I mean, obviously, except for like the obvious part of it. Like, why is this part of the story? Or is this just shock value? Some of that has been part of it. Like, this one chick gets raped by a minotaur, and I think the 3rd season, and they never explain why. They're just like, isn't that fucked up? I'm like, yeah, it's fucked up, but progress the story. I don't need, like
well,
this crazy
American
shit.
Horror Story, I thought that's what they like doing, is just kind of being shocking and not progressing stories with all their shit.
But I felt like the 1st season did it very well. Like, they...
Yeah,
pretty
but
much
then I heard
every...
that other seasons were real fucking convoluted.
Yeah, and yeah.
had a lot of shock value dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah.
here we go again.
Yeah, so hopefully they cling more to a storyline than they do, like, just fucked
yes.
up visuals.
Don't suck a dick on it. Do good.
Also, Gotham. I watched the 1st 3 episodes of that. Fantastic.
You know all about that.
Yeah, it's really good. The 1st 3 episodes are insanely awesome. Have you been watching it?
Nope.
Did you watch the 1st season?
Nope.
Really?
I watched like 5 episodes, and I was like, I get it, it's dark out. I get it.
There's actually, they shoot a lot in light this season, but you don't like it.
Nah, not really.
Oh, right on.
I like Daredevil.
Yeah.
I like Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Flash.
But Flash a bit. It's a little childishy for me. But
it's so good.
Arrow's a little more serious.
No, it's not. It's like, oh, you fucked her, you fucked him, blah, blah,
here
blah. Everyone's
go.
Banging in that fucking show. I don't give a shit. Fucking punch somebody.
Punch.
Without your dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't do shit in Arrow.
No, he does a lot of cool shit. Don't get me wrong. I like it. There's awesome parts, but there's so much
You've always gotten pissy about, like,
the
oh,
melodrama.
You like Arrow more?
No, the melodrama. That's the only thing that bums me out about the show.
Dude, there's, like, kids in a laboratory in Flash. It's just...
Dude,
like, get out of here, Teen Titan.
Once you get... I dig that kind of... Because they are young.
I know they are.
Yeah, but like Arrow has like cheeky bullshit too, and then everything else is like, oh, my dad left me. Oh my god, my dad. Oh, you were on a boat for like 5 years. You fucked my sister. Like, it's
He works for Flash, you guys.
But see, no, yeah, I'm endorsing.
They're crossovers too, so no, liking like, either of them is good.
Instead of that cigarettes, have some Chuli's gum. Merchant of Death, Merchant of Death. That's from Clerks. No, but like it's, I don't know, like I can't get behind the melodrama of Arrow as much as I can like Flash.
I like looking at Felicity Storm's boobies.
Okay, yeah, those are out a ton. I'll give you that.
They're like, we're gonna sex her.
She does not stray away. Yeah, they're like, look at her glasses and her tits.
Glasses, titties. You like them both?
Yeah, whichever one you want. Librarian that loves to blow.
I saw Turbo Kid.
Yeah, go ahead.
God damn. Best movie I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
And it's because I really like retro crap, and I really like fucking, it's comic booky. Everything about the kid, he bases his life off of a comic book.
Really?
Yeah. And he wants to be a superhero. He wants to be Turbo Man. Like
Turbo Man?
Yeah.
Wait, from like Jingle All the Way?
No, it's different fucking design.
Okay.
Of a guy called Turbo Man.
I was like, holy shit, they made a sequel?
No, it's seriously, it's post-apocalyptic. It's ultra gore. It's retro. It's 80s music.
Japanese film?
No.
What?
Nah. Canadian.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, it's fucking great. Wow. It is gory. It
like
is
how you
hilarious.
Turned into fucking Tony the Tiger.
I hate you.
I love you
so much. Love you just so much. Go watch Turbo Kid. You won't regret it. It's fantastic. Great love story with greater violence and really, really beautiful fucking scene shot.
Like, you like the love story. Wait, is this from like now?
It's brand new.
Holy shit, this looks sick.
Yeah, dudes have got fucking like a saw blade like. Blasters on their arms.
No,
that they
I
built.
See it. This is amazing. This look. It, all right, the poster looks like Mad Max meets like fucking. If you guys remember Reboot, the series, looks like that.
Dude, go watch it. I have it on my flash drive.
Oh my
downstairs.
God, I'm going to right after we're done with this. This looks incredible.
It's one of the funnest movies I've seen in a long time.
Shit, yeah.
Okay, what else do you see?
I'm done, dude.
I also watched Jurassic World again. It's Jurassic World. If you haven't seen
who
it,
who won? I'm kidding. The dinosaurs.
InGen never learns.
I love Jurassic World. I think it's a fantastic watch.
It's what is it? Entertaining.
Yeah.
Period.
What is it? Entertaining. It's not.
Is it cerebral? No.
Yeah, it's not going to invoke emotion or anything like that. But it is a fucking blast to watch.
No, there's a few scenes that I'm like, oh, I remember when I saw Jurassic Park the first
time.
They
tap that nostalgia boner a lot. They're like, yeah, we'll touch it.
And then the last one I saw this last night, It Follows.
Oh, yes. I saw this in theaters. Well, in the nightlife.
You saw this at nightlife?
Yeah.
How fucking creepy is the fucking movie and the setting and the tone and the cinematography of that? It's so slow and so fucking dry.
Yeah, it was creepy in theater. Like, there was a lot of like, oh, this is unsettling as fuck. But then I hated that they never explained why the fuck that thing was there. It was just like your experience. It was like
nothing.
It was kind of like Dread. It's like you're in the moment.
Yeah.
If this is happening, don't ask fucking questions. It's just going, dude. Either hop on the train or get the fuck off. That's how that movie was.
What I guess like really like confused me about the film was the year it's set in. Everyone was watching old movies on tube TVs.
Yeah.
But people were using cell phones, but people were driving 1970s Pintos.
No, it's weird. That's how
but people it was very very fucking like you don't know where you are in time almost.
That's how Gotham is too. Like some chick will walk in and like she'll like look like she's from the 50s. And then Bruce Wayne will go into like his dad's office and there's a computer with a magnifying glass next to it. I'm like, why the fuck does he need a magnifying glass?
Why does he need a globe?
He's got the internet.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I was very like, it was beautiful, but I was also confused. Those kids were also like that crew of kids in the film.
Also the settings of the house.
Yeah.
Very 70s oriented.
Yeah. Every bit of her furniture was like old wood, like that old crappy 80s, 70s wood. Yep.
Well, that would also fucking like stands the test of time. You can fucking light that couch on fire.
Yeah,
and still,
you usually get rid of it because it looks so tacky,
and it'll never die.
But the kids were very fucking like they weren't on their phones ever. They were more just talking and fucking like or watching an old horror movie or playing cards. And I just felt like, well, I don't relate to these kids because all of my friends are dicks that sit on their phones.
Yeah, have you heard the term glow face?
Glow face, where you just always have the illuminated face.
Because you're always on your phone, yeah. No.
I give it a fucking 7.5 out of 10 for horror, just because it was more of a fucking thriller than a horror.
I give it a 6.
And it was artsy.
I give it a 6. I say the look of it and, like, the way that the movie, like, what, like, shot and stuff like that, like, a fucking 8. Like, it was well done.
Cinematography and sound was gorgeous.
Yeah, very well done. Looks great, sounds great, you're totally right. But, like, they do not explain jack. If you're into fucking, like, knowing, like, why something is happening, don't fucking watch this movie, because they do not tell you why.
And it is not a classically quick-paced horror film with tons of gore. It is a slow fucking art house film.
Yeah, exactly. It's an art house horror movie. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was like someone like got really good at shooting stuff.
Yeah.
And was like, I have this fucking idea of this person that walks really slow naked and they attack whoever the person fucked last. And you don't know why.
And it is a cautionary tale about unprotected sex.
Yeah, it could follow.
It could chase you for the rest of your life.
Maybe it's about STDs.
It is.
Yeah. That's the underlying theme?
Yep.
Okay. Glad we got through that. All right, Test of Tony, Stir of Echoes, budget $12 million, domestic $21.1 million. That's both from Box Office Mojo. And then the worldwide gross I got from, I think, Google or Wikipedia, $23 million.
Uh-huh.
So it almost doubled its budget. That's solid. Kevin Bacon stars.
This was a good 1999 film. I loved it.
Yeah, it's fun. I completely enjoyed it. What were some of your favorite parts?
Kevin Bacon and Catherine Irby are both good in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Love his wife's voice. It's almost like a lisp.
Yeah, what else is she in? I remember watching and I just couldn't put my fucking finger on it.
Just couldn't do it. Beautiful fucking tone. I love the neighborhood-y tone. It reminds me of a Boston neighborhood, but it's Chicago.
Boston. Oh, she was in the Mighty Ducks. And What About Bob? That's where I remember her from. Yeah, she was the sister in What About Bob.
Bingo, bango.
Got it.
Creepy as fuck with the paint it black themes throughout it.
Mm-hmm. They do, like, in a different, like, incarnation, like each time too. Yeah,
it's really awesome, and they go real slow and play it with piano and stuff, and it is creepy.
And he's trying to learn that song on guitar, and his little kid's like, "Try this, Daddy. I'm a fucking Mozart."
Yeah, the ghost is helping me.
Yeah,
cool
thriller. Cool, like, avenge my death from the other side.
Scary parts too, like when he gets fucking like cold and haunted by, like, her touching him and stuff. Like, that's creepy as shit.
I wasn't, like, super creeped out by it.
I get creeped out by it probably because I didn't want that to ever happen to me.
No, we're right on. Well, I mean, I don't want it to happen to me either, but it just didn't. Me and Lane were watching it in my room, and my door kept going, like, duh, duh, duh. And it was probably, like, a draft, but, man, like, but every time it went silent on the fucking film, it was like, duh, duh, duh. And we both be like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm just gonna piss my bed if I have to pee, I guess."
Well, this house is haunted. We all know that.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest here. We live in a haunted demon house.
Yeah.
So.
We don't say that either. Why? Then it'll make it a reality.
What? It's only on digital.
We can watch What Lies Beneath next week.
What's that?
I think Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, that's probably a big pile of shit.
I heard it's really good.
Have I seen that and forgot it?
Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford. I was right. Yeah, it's like, remember, like, she's like, "I'm not your wife," when she goes to, like, he's getting blown and, like, pops
and
up.
Oh, and her head pops up and it's someone else. I have seen that. And
Tessa Tony.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we won't do
Why don't we ask Lane what she wants to do? Isn't she coming on next week?
Oh, yeah, Lane is going to be joining us the next 2 weeks because she loves Halloween.
I'm not going to do
that. Halloween.
Nope, you did. You did it for me.
Halloween. Good.
Go ahead with what?
What else did you like about Sir Echoes? You fuck.
You piece of shit.
We're doing this.
I love knowing the film after I've seen it once, because then you can see all these little fucking, like, twitches from other people around him.
Yeah, I haven't watched this in years, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. IMDb gave it a 7. I'd give it an 8.
I give it an 8, too.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Anything else you want to say about the film, Tony?
No, I highly recommend seeing it. It's it was an under-the-radar film. Not many people saw it, and it's, if you want, like, something that's a great fucking haunting movie that's not overly cliche, This one's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, and Bacon actually fucking like does a really awesome job at acting.
Yeah, he acts his fucking head off. Yeah.
Everyone, even the kid is really good. Everyone in it's awesome. Like it's a cool fucking cool flick. All right, you got something?
Good. No, okay. I'm good.
Movie of the week. Event Horizon, budget $60 million, $26.6 million domestic, $47 million worldwide.
1997.
That motherfucker bombed.
Sam Neill.
Yep.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. Not that honestly, guy, but he was there. He was tying seatbelts the whole time. It was sick. Yeah,
slicing kids' guts with raptor claws.
Where were you going? We don't need guts.
Yeah, this one fell way below the radar.
Yeah. It's a bummer, too, because it was like Sphere meets Alien.
It's incredible.
It reminded me a ton of Sphere and a ton of Alien.
It's so...
Would it come out before Sphere?
Well done.
I'm going to look that up, because okay. It was a complete ripoff of it.
If it did?
Ooh, I think Sphere was a complete ripoff of fucking Event Horizon. Yep. A year after.
Yep. They were like, hey, no one did anything on that Event Horizon film. Let's try our luck at this
one. Yeah,
they
were like, hey, target audience, you guys remember Event Horizon? They're like, what was that? They're like, yeah, no one saw it.
But, Sphere is about a fucking alien sphere under the ocean.
Right, that shows you your greatest fears, and, like, it fucking, like, takes over the ship. Yeah. It's, like, the same fucking thing.
Okay.
Just one's in space.
And one's under the ocean.
Yep.
Same thing, yeah. Mm. Pretty much.
Well, and I guess, like, he made the gravity fucking gateway, Sam Neill did. All right, anyways, let's...
Dr. Weir created a ship called the Event Horizon, and on its maiden voyage, it goes to a different dimension. Hell.
Yeah.
It goes to hell and back for 7 years.
Well, he calls it a dimension of, like, chaos and violence or something like that.
It's just pure anarchy, yeah.
Oh, man, those fucking quick shots.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, those
you ever
are rough.
Pause through them? It's rough. I used to pause through them.
Wow, you would.
There's some there's some rough-looking shit, like a lot of fucking, like...
Impalements
from like the butt to the mouth, like bodies ripped open and hung by
hooks.
Speaking
of which, fucking American Horror Story, talk about fucking guts ripped out. I can't believe how much shit they get away with on fucking TV now. You see fucking Lady Gaga's tits with pasties on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then, like, you see her ass, you see fucking her boyfriend's asshole, I'm pretty sure. Fucking, like, dudes hung up, like, all over the place with their guts just completely pouring out. It's insane, dude. FX is like, whatever, dude, fucking put it up.
Whatever, anyways, don't even put it into the censor board.
Back
just
to fucking Event Horizon. I didn't want to say that. Right. This new season's gorgeous.
I really love the look of the Event Horizon ship. Mm-hmm. I love the fucking feel of all the decks and all the different areas, the fucking chamber before you get to the Ion Drive.
They built a really cool universe in that, yeah.
Yeah. The Lois and Clark, I love how it's a fucking old sort of beat down rescue ship.
Yep.
Like they're just a
and they're all kind of like
tag bunch.
Yeah, exactly. And oddly enough, Alfred from Gotham is the fucking the pilot.
Yeah. I love everyone, like Baby Bear, like
Jesse,
Justin. Yeah. Man, all that stuff, all the themes in it are fantastically done, like the zero G when he goes, you know, the airlock shit, the fucking bolt gun.
There's like, there's a lot of really cool deaths in that movie. Like it's a sci-fi movie that's fucking horror. So like it has the pacing of like that's fucked up. Okay, shit's going good.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Okay, shit's like kind of getting better. Oh, that's fucked up. It's rad as fuck.
And the end. I mean, the last 15 minutes is
super sick.
Pure fucking blood horror. Like
it's, blood horror, but with like a really cool... Because they start explaining things. That's what I like about those types of horror movies. Because like when you have the sci-fi... Because sci-fi... Whenever sci-fi is done well, it's when they give you... They base a little bit of it in reality or to give you like an explanation of why it's like that.
Yeah. He's like,
and
no.
Do.
They took me there. That's why I'm different now here.
Yeah.
You're coming with us. The ship's not letting anyone leave.
Right. Instead of like it being like, nope, it's just fucked up because it's a horror movie. Deal with it. Like, oh, god damn it. Like, they never say, like, why Michael Myers fucking gets up, like, after he gets shot, like, five times
they
in the
try
face.
To explain, like, oh, he's pure evil. I'm like, I get it, pure evil. Why is he immortal?
Yeah, exactly.
What conjured him? What possessed him? Because he was just a regular kid.
He was just a regular dude that was, like, fucking killing people and shit. And, like, and that's why, like, I'm like, well, give me something else. Like, he's possessed by a demon. Okay.
I used to love that because I didn't know what he was. As a kid, I'm like, dude, John Carpenter's Halloween is one of my favorite fucking films.
Yeah?
I love it.
All right.
The original with Jamie Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah.
The fucking music, the setting, the tone, the fucking
He did the music
suspense.
For it, didn't he?
Who, John himself?
No, he did it for the third one, my bad.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's one I really want to do movie of the week for.
Okay, we'll do that next week. Oh, wait, should we do that for the last one?
Well, we could ask Lane if she likes the idea of doing Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, we might not announce what movies we're doing.
We'll post it with our recommendation.
Or maybe I'll put it at the front of this. I'll be like, next week. Or maybe I'll probably throw it at the end. Okay. We'll go downstairs and ask her.
Dude, yeah, I highly, highly recommend. I give Event Horizon, because it's a classic for me, a 9.5 out of 10 in horror, as well as just in a movie I would take with me to, like, an island if I could.
Yeah, I'd give it a fucking, like, 8.5.
Cool.
I liked it a lot. It was fucking super fun to watch.
What would you give Avengers?
Oh, a 9, high okay. 9, like 9.5, okay. Yeah. Avengers is fucking fantastic. Like, Ultron, like, I'd give, like, an 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of getting weight to where it lies.
Yeah.
All
right. I mean, like a 10 for me, like, of, like, how amazing it is to, like, rewatch it as well. Because, like, the first watch of anything can sometimes be a 10. Rewatching it, you're like, oh, okay, I kind of see, like, Dark Knight. I can watch that movie whenever the fuck. Like, Empire Strikes Back. Those are movies that are, like, boom, bitch. Like,
boom,
here's my fucking...
No one's going to hurt my reputation on this film.
Yeah, here's my thick piece. Like, you know, like, yeah. And I'm bending over like, yeah, give it to me. Yeah, that's like...
Honestly, it's a steak you never have to be worried about eating. You're like, oh, it'll taste delicious.
Yeah,
I know
it.
Just give it to
me. That's fine. Yeah. Like, I mean, Avengers, like Age of Ultron, one reason why it wasn't like as high as the first one was because they made the same movie again. You know?
And that's what they were like, well, just give them what they had. Yeah, they
exactly.
Had feed them another meal.
It's almost like, well, we can't go wrong with this, but we're not going to do better. Like, we're not going to take a chance, like, to make it better. We're just going to give them the same exact bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, fight a fucking army of fucking faceless robots or faceless fucking, like, the Chitauri or whatever the fuck.
A big event.
Yeah, a big event with, like, just, like, everything looks the same and then, like, beat them up.
Yeah. Oh, you take them down a notch, then they come back stronger.
I mean, visually amazing, like acting amazing, like them interacting together is fantastic. But they didn't reinvent the wheel. Vision was fucking sick as fuck. I'll give them that. They did give me a couple different characters and stuff. But yeah, like it felt like the same thing. I mean, they blew a wad when they showed that fucking all of them coming together in that first scene.
Yeah,
they showed that in the trailer, and I was like, that looks sick. Then I saw it in theaters, and I was like, well, I've seen this a million times.
Yeah,
already.
Move on.
Yeah, like let's see something else cool. All right, so yeah, right after this, before fucking I'll fucking post the, or not post, but I'll say like what we're doing next week. But until next time, go burn books. So the movie of the week next week will be Halloween, and Test of Tony's undecided, but like it matters. You're not going to watch it anyways beforehand. Now, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.